Welcome back.
What are you playing a video on your phone right now?
No.
Are you lying through your teeth? I use the Urban Dictionary version, teeth. What now? What now?
We should probably start over.
Okay, hey. Stop playing shit on your phone.
Don't tell me what to do. I don't like your attitude, buddy.
Nah, I'm aware of that.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for joining us for yet another episode of the I Hate Your Podcast.
Back to doing intros? I don't know. We'll have to debate this.
What? We have to welcome anyone?
Talk. I don't know. Why?
Because they take the time out to tune in and listen to our charming...
I thought welcome was like the first thing I said. You think I was just talking to you? It's awfully selfish.
Think out loud of yourself. Maybe.
I think Carly Simon should write a song. Carly Simon? No, who wrote that song, You're So Vain? Not Carly Simon.
Yeah, but I'm old, so when I hear that now, I just think of, like, my veiny hands.
What's that lady's name? Who did You're So Vain? Joni Mitchell, right?
No, I have no idea. It's a terrible song. Why would I care who sang
that? Oh, boy. It's not that terrible of a song. It's not that great.
It's kind of terrible. It's not good. Like, nobody listens to it, and they're like, ooh, it's You're So Vain. Turn that up.
That chicken fucking Love Actually probably would. Emma Thompson. Wasn't that Joni Mitchell?
The album? We haven't even decided that that's who sang it for sure. I don't think it is.
All right. Fair enough.
But what do I know?
Enjoy being wrong yet again.
Oh, boy.
What's been going on? What do we need to discuss?
What do we need to discuss? I don't know.
Nothing.
Nothing? Nothing at all?
You have nothing.
I had a really weird dream.
A weird dream?
I would say last night. But it was kind of more this morning because you wake up at a really dumb hour.
It's a fairly normal hour.
Dude, you wake up at like 5 o'clock and it's not late enough in the year for me to do that yet. Like, I don't mind doing that in the summer when the sun's up and it's nice and warm and it's like, whew, yeah, hop out of bed, get the day started. But it's still dark then,
not really.
And it's cold.
Yeah.
So I'm like, meh.
I prefer it. Anyway, what were you going to say? What are you doing?
Meh.
What was your dream?
But anyways, so I had a dream that I was in a restaurant. And a child approached me. A small child. Mm. I would say 2 or 3 years old. Because they were walking around.
A toddler.
Yes, they toddled over.
Okay.
And I picked up this child that did not have any sort of parental supervision, and we tried to find where they belonged. And the child had no idea. Like, there wasn't, like, anybody in the restaurant or anyone around that.
Hmm.
And then we ran into 2 bigger kids.
How big?
That were, I don't know, 5, 7 years.
You said this was a Chinese food restaurant, or were they Chinese kids?
I didn't say Chinese
at all.
I thought
you said okay. I don't know why I thought
just
that.
For the record, right. I never said that at all.
I was kind of half paying attention
in a
beginning.
Restaurant.
Somebody's going to be Chinese. Just go ahead.
Right. So, these other 2 children were trying to coax the littlest one to come with them. So, like, they knew each other. And they're like, no, you have to come with us. And then the next thing that I remember was there was a panel of, like, 5 gentlemen that were trying to take the children.
All 3?
Yes. And they said, no, they belong to us. They have to come with us. And the littlest one didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, comes to find out that all of these children were created in a lab.
Whoa, nice, yeah. This is what I want to hear. It's like X-Men stuff.
So they were created in a lab, and they were being used kind of like lab rats. They were being experimented on and things like that.
And what happened?
I wouldn't let these men take the children.
And? You just turned around and walked away? Do you remember? Just turn your pretty head and walked away.
So, yeah, I battled with these men, And I told them that if these children don't want to go with you, they're not going with you. And then that's it. I saved the lab-created children wow. in my dream.
Very nice.
Yep.
And then we just drop them off somewhere?
I woke up.
Ah. Like, all right, see you, losers. I got you out of that pickle. Yeah. You're on your own.
Yes. So in my dream, I acquired 3 genetic lab-created children.
I see.
Yep. And none but of just the... for the record, nobody else in that restaurant was willing to help me. Not even anybody in my party that I was at the restaurant with.
Wow.
They're like, no, Carol, you're on your own.
That's pretty rude. I hope I wasn't there.
Right? Sure you were.
Isn't that reminiscent of a situation, though?
Of a situation?
Yeah.
Sure.
With the Fosters.
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like that's
pretty. It's funny how
almost.
Yes,
yeah.
Real life kind of spins its way into, but yes, those are actual real children, and they are not lab created.
No, but in your dreams they were, and who knows which one is the real one, right? Whoa! What if this is the dream? What if in a regular it's just a dream, and then you go to sleep, quote unquote, and you are awake then, and they actually. Our lab, that's real.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, they're their lab-created kids and stuff. Oh, that's the real one. That would be wild, right?
So you're saying we're in the Matrix, kind of.
Yeah. A lot of people think we might be in a simulation.
A lot of people are crazy.
Also true. Oh, and I was listening. I started listening to some podcast. I think it was a Tripoli one, Tinfoil Hat, but it was the newest one about Flat Earth. So, always good to hear some of that.
How do you even waste your time listening to this?
I don't know. It's something to listen to.
It's so difficult for me. We were in the car yesterday, and you put on, it was a Joe Rogan podcast, and yes. That's all fine and good. But his podcasts are 12 million years long. And I don't know how you listen to that all the time. I really, really
don't. I don't listen to it all the time, but I listen to it a lot. Yeah.
Like, they talked about the same topic that was not super intricate. They established what they meant, what the conversation was, and then they said the same thing over and over again for like 20 minutes.
That happens.
I wanted to say, okay, move on. Like, how long can you milk that one tiny little piece of information?
I don't know.
That's why these podcasts are 3 hours long.
Yeah, they're not all winners.
I'm just saying.
I think the latest one, too, is about a guy who thinks the moon landing is fake, which is
interesting
that the moon landing is faked or was faked. No, but that one we were listening to was with Akash Singh, and I told you we're going to go see him at Helium in June. So, yeah.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
See the headliner?
July,
Oshkosh
like
Bagosh?
Yes. Akash Singh. Akash Singh.
Gotcha.
My name is Singh,
if he was
motherfucker.
Gonna...
What is that, The Departed? Yeah.
Yes, it was The Departed. If you were going to go into showbiz or acting or have any sort of comedic career, wouldn't you change that? That's a tough name.
It's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people don't use their real names.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, but he's doing okay, I guess. I don't know. What's wrong with his name? You afraid he's a terrorist?
I don't like it. I can't pronounce it well.
Akash.
Akash. What is it? How do you pronounce? How do you write that?
Akash, not Akash. Akash.
Is that like A apostrophe?
No, I think it's just A.
K-O-S-H?
I think it's A. I think it's phonetic, like A. K-A-S-H or
See, you don't even know. You can't even spell it.
Well, I don't need to know how to spell the guy's name.
I'm
for
just
no
saying,
part,
that
ever,
is
any time
I
in my life until
it.
You just asked if I ever needed to know how to spell his name.
I'm just saying.
Any other weird dreams?
That was the only one that I remember recently.
You ever have, like, dream flashbacks during the day? Like, if you're getting kind of tired or something, like, you, like, kind of... fall into like a deja vu dream of the dream you had the night before?
No.
Really?
No.
That happens to me.
I mean,
sometimes.
I've had the same dream or something similar multiple nights in a row,
yeah.
Kind of thing.
It's almost
or
like I closed my
I've woken
eyes.
Up and gone back to sleep and had the same continuation, but not like middle of the day.
Yeah, there's sometimes like if I'm gonna like doze off or something like that from doing like yard work or something, right? And I come in the afternoon, and I like sit in the chair and like doze off. I will pick up on parts of the dream that I had that previous night.
I see.
Or maybe previous.
Anything good?
Or maybe previous nights. I don't know. All I know is what's happening in the dream is familiar because it's happened in a dream before somewhere.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, no, nothing good. Just places, things.
You don't have any good dreams to speak of?
I don't. No, I haven't had any really good dreams lately. Just, I think just weird stuff. Nothing. I mean, nothing too weird is what I should say. It's just. Yeah. No, I haven't had anything out of the ordinary.
I see.
Yeah.
Have you ever had dreams in life?
What does that mean?
Like, people have, like, dreams and aspirations.
Like, do I have, like, a vision board of something?
Yeah. Like, in your lifetime, think about, you know, as a teenager, like, young adult, any time have you ever said, man, this is my dream to do this.
Besides marrying you? Thank you. I win. No. I don't know if I ever done anything that's my dream. I don't know.
Even if you didn't do it, can you actually say, you know, when I was young, my dream was XYZ?
I don't even know if I had that. And if I did, I don't remember it. Do you?
No. And I think I have a hard time relating to people. And they're like, I'm, you know, my dream was to, you know, is this, and that's what I'm going to do. And I remember, and I stopped and I thought back in my, there has never been a time in my life where I've been like, man, my dream is to blah, 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 blah. You
own a house with a picket fence.
Right. Like, no. Like, I don't, maybe is it because I've lived my whole life in, like, survival mode?
I was going to say, our lives have been more reactive than proactive.
But, yeah. Like, I guess that's been my whole life. I don't know. Does it go back to some sort of childhood trauma? Maybe.
Maybe. It might. I wonder about all that stuff.
Because especially kids, usually, you know, when you're young and, you know, the world is your oyster.
Yeah. But where was my pearl? Who dreamed I could find it in one little girl? That's from Annie.
Wow.
Yeah. Daddy Warbucks, baby. Bald is beautiful. What was I going to say to you? Oh, no, this reminds me, because you said, like, did you ever have any dreams? And then I instantly was like, you know, I own a Lamborghini or something, like, real big, and it could be, like, and this ties into something that, like, I find interesting. Because I was listening to, we watched his special, actually, we watched Neil Brennan's special on Netflix this past weekend, which I liked. It was very funny to me. I like him. I like his humor. But I listened to his podcast as well, and one of the things he talked about, and I heard this podcast, he had Rainn Wilson on his podcast a little while back, and they were talking about kind of like the thing that, like, Islam, right, kind of has it right. You know, they pray five times a day, and like that, you know, kind of, they were like, that feels about right, right? That's not a lot of God, that's not a little God, that's a good amount. But Neil Brennan was like, you know, he was kind of whatever, atheist, whatever. He said, well, you know, why don't you do gratitudes five times a day? Just think about it, what you have, you know, grateful for, all that kind of stuff. And what he says, and this reminds me of what you said, like, about, you know, do you have dreams, is that, like, especially him, obviously it's a different level, but like he's had an amazing life. Like, and that's what, like, you said, you know, do you have dreams? I'm like, I didn't really have dreams, but I've had a really good life. I think I've had a pretty good life. Like, you know, all the things, what would I have dreamed of, to, like, have a house and dogs and family and stuff? I mean, we've got that. You know what I mean? Like,
right, but before you had that, was that ever, like, a goal?
I understand that, but that's what I'm saying, is, like, a lot of, like, the conventional things, I think if somebody said, like, here's my life right now, and this is what we've got, this is what we've achieved, people are like, that's great. You guys are doing great. And that's what Neil Brennan's like, too. Like, you know, he's just grateful. Like, he goes, it's impossible for me to live, like, I should not, nobody should be living this life. He goes, I have a lot of money, I have houses, you know, I have love in my life. He goes, this is I'm living the greatest life. So he does his grateful things, you know, he's grateful for all the stuff and realizing that what he's got is pretty awesome. You know, what, you know, why do you need more kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, I've started to try and do gratefulness when I'm out for in the morning when I go running. I think about what I'm grateful for, and I do that every day. And there's days I don't do it, like on the weekends, like whenever if I didn't go out running or anything.
Uh-huh.
Like mentally, it's different. Like I feel like it's nice to just sit back and think of, boy, I'm really grateful for this in my life. I'm really grateful that I have this. I'm really grateful for X, whatever. It just makes you feel better. It just like unburdens you of like some of the shitty feelings, and it's forcing you to just be like, this is pretty good.
Focus on the this is good, the good stuff. The positive. Yeah, it's easy to focus on the negative.
It's addictive to focus on the negative, I think. But it's so interesting to me. Like it's like I think I'm a little bit more composed now. But like when I first started doing it, it's almost like how often do you release that emotion, right? Like the gratefulness emotion. It's you might have it somewhere in there, but it's not often that it gets out. So like when I start like the first time, a couple of times to do it, like I was tearing up just thinking about how great my life is. I'm like, I could do it now.
You're just a giant mush ball. That's why.
But it's true. It's pretty awesome.
And I agree. You do have an incredible life.
I know. I'm telling you. It'd be an emotional mess if I think about that too much.
Oh, boy.
But it was a super good practice for me. I'm glad I did it and do it. I don't do it 5 times a day. I do it at least once a day. I try and do it maybe another time if I can, if I think about it. But even that makes a difference. It's pretty interesting. Because something he had said, too, that not in the special, on a podcast, that is that, like, you get into these patterns of just thinking repetitively, and you wake up and like, you know, you just hit play on that record and it's instantly like, you know, oh, this sucks, I gotta remember this, blah blah blah. And you know, if you know, free your mind of that stuff for a little while when you wake up, or even, you know, it just don't hit play, he says, you know, don't play that record and think about something else or do mm-hmm. your gratefulness right then, that it's just like eye-opening how much better you can just feel like mentally. So I like it. I'm a grateful dude.
I'm glad you have found something.
Yeah. It helps a little bit.
I agree.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Now maybe I can finally start that podcast I wanted to start before. That was Zen. This is Now with Joe.
That's right.
I legit have that.
That was on your to-do list. It's got about 3 inches of dust on it now.
I do have that domain. I think I still own like a Twitter and... Instagram with all that. That was then, this is now. They even have a logo.
Maybe someday when we finish the attic, I can have my my little yoga meditation studio. If you're nice, I might let you meditate with me.
Well, first of all, it's going to be a sitting room / yoga meditation studio.
Whoa, hold up. Nobody said that.
How much space do you think we have?
I don't care.
Where do you think the TV's going to go? Where do you think I'm going to play video games?
Okay, it's not a TV room.
Where do you think I'm supposed to do my stuff? Enjoy my manly things.
You have the opportunity to play video games now for the past X amount of years, and you haven't, and don't.
I want to become a new man, a worse man. I want to spend my time playing video games.
Okay, there's a giant monitor right up there that you could be playing video games on. It sits unused.
I'm not
so
looking
there you
at
go.
Video
there's
games
your
that.
Sitting room with your TV.
I work here. I can't play video games there.
I don't know what to tell you.
Now, tell me, is that there's going to be a TV upstairs? There's going to be 2 chairs. We're each going to have a chair. We're going to enjoy that dog fart because it's disgusting what just came out of one of those dog's butts. And there will still be space for you to do yoga. You're small. You don't need a lot of space. You're small and bendy. What do you need?
Back out of my serenity corner. I need my nook. And all I know is that I finally want to get a beanbag chair. Because for years now, I've wanted to get rid of all my living room furniture and get beanbag chairs, and you won't let me.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm getting a beanbag chair.
So you want your chair that's up there for the 2-chair setup to be a beanbag chair.
Who wouldn't?
Me. I'm not going to have a beanbag chair.
Why would you? If you have the option to have a beanbag chair, why would you not have one?
I think it mostly do with the fact that I'm adult, but
that's debatable.
This is not even comfortable.
What?
Yeah. How can you get comfortable in that? You need like a hard back somewhere to like lean on when you're trying to like rest and relax, man. You can't just float a bag of fucking.
Do you have a hard back on your bed?
Do I? Yeah, I do. I have a board underneath my side of the mattress.
Oh my god, I'm gonna take a board to your head.
That's
none
not
of this
nice.
Makes sense.
That's not what a headboard
anyways,
is.
Anyways, I'm having
FYI.
A beanbag chair. Matter of fact, I'm gonna get one of the big extra large ones.
You realize if you do that, that takes up your entire quote unquote serenity corner, right?
No, it just means my serenity corner gets bigger.
It does not. It's gonna be covered by a beanbag chair, you nerd.
Nope.
You fucking dork.
Nope.
Oh my god.
It's pretty big up there.
It's not at all.
It is.
Mm.
Anyways.
Anything else dumb you want to mention?
We'll see.
Oh, my God. I saw this, which is very funny to me. I don't know, even know who this thing was. I saw the story, but some Chinese dude's TikTok went viral. It was, I don't know, talking about food or something, right? I don't know, some shit. Goes viral. Like, you know, and he was responding to comments with like three heart face emojis, right? You know, just like a little, just thing, whatever it said, meant, whatever that means. But somebody would be like, oh, that's great, blah, blah, blah. And he would respond with those three things.
Okay.
People started noticing that he really didn't speak English well. And the kind of like the internet did what the internet does and started posting some lines that are completely unrelated or comments are completely unrelated to the content, and he would still put those three heart face emojis on there, like, because he was appreciative for the comments. So people would say, like, all my family burned to death in a house fire, and this guy was responding happily with his three heart emoji faces because he doesn't understand English. He just thought people were commenting nice things on his video. So people started posting horrible shit.
That's so evil.
The internet's so unbelievable.
So evil.
That wouldn't even cross my mind. I'd be like, oh man, poor
so
guy.
Evil.
People are so fucking crazy thinking that shit. I love it though. Dude, what? You see, excuse me, breaking news that Harvey Weinstein's sex crime conviction in New York is overturned.
What?
Yeah.
I did not. That did not happen.
It did happen today.
How? How is that possible?
They were under, you know, what do you call it when you appeal? And whatever it was, the judge and whatever the appeals court said, yeah. So I think he has to stand retrial probably if they decide to re-prosecute him. But
that guy's going to be dead by then anyways.
Yeah.
He can't even walk anymore.
I think I always knew he was innocent, though.
Oh, my God, stop. I don't want to hear your joke. It's not something
it's not
to
a
be
joke.
Funny about.
Ghost, stop doing that. Stop the dog back there. Thanks. He's licking that furniture. Weirdo. Ghost, you got problems. Mo, but do you remember, like, I don't know if he's, like, was he from here?
Who?
Harvey Weinstein. Or did he, like, just operate here for a while? Because do you remember in, like, the 80s? Probably in the late 70s, too. I don't remember that, but I remember in the 80s, like, concerts would come here, entertainers would come here, and it would be a Harvey and Corky production. Do you remember that at all?
Vaguely.
Very much. It'd be like, you know, Bruce Springsteen, blah, 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 Harvey and Corky production. So him and, I don't know if Corky was his brother or if his business partner, but Harvey and Corky was Harvey Weinstein. And that's why I didn't know
how
if he's,
know
like,
that?
From here. I just know this. I don't know if he was, like, from here or if he just kind of, like, I don't think he was, but I probably, like, he ended up here setting up shop and doing promotions around here.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Harvey Corky Productions was that creepo.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask why you thought he was innocent.
I was just being silly.
Oh, okay.
He's clearly not. He's clearly a creep that made people have sex and do weird things. Piece of garbage. But I don't know. This is not to be controversial at all, but I was, you know, something about the trans thing crossed my mind, and I thought, what are the only one of the few benefits, maybe, but the only one that I can really think of off the top of my head, benefits of a woman identifying a man, is for the shorter bathroom lines at events.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's about the only benefit to being us. Everything else kind of sucks. I think you guys have it better.
Oh, boy.
That's no. it. I'm just saying. That's a good reason, though. You don't got to wait so long.
True.
That's all. That was my thought. We had a fox in our yard.
Elvin, that's right. We got to talk about Elvin.
Well, we had a fox. I don't know what Elvin about that, but...
That's his name? Duh. He was super cute. We got a really good picture of him. He was just hanging out in the back of our yard.
Yeah,
just the crows didn't like him there, though.
Well, that's what's funny. Here we go. Here's a lesson about nature that we learned. Maybe one of you smart folks already knew it. I work upstairs here, and I can hear out the back door where our backyard is, and we've got a lot of trees, and there's woods behind us a little bit and stuff. I hear crows just squawking. I'm like, oh, what the hell? That's weird. Blah, blah, blah. And like,
it happens all the time by our house. You hear.
Like 10 minutes later, you come up and like, or there's a fox in the yard. I'm like, what? Which I came downstairs and you told me that. And I went up to
which is funny because our yard is completely fenced in.
Well, yeah, you can get under it or over it if they really wanted to. But yeah, he was just sitting back there chilling. But the crows, it's a thing. I guess crows do that when there are foxes around to warn other animals that there's a predator amongst them. So that's, there you go, a little nature tip. Now, if you hear crows squawking, it might be a fox. Or it could just be that they are
it's their only redeeming quality.
Yeah, exactly.
For no other reason are crows good to have around. With the exception of, hey, they're one redeeming quality. Right. We're going to warn you.
Yeah.
There's danger.
But yeah, that's the first time we've seen a fox in our yard. Poor little fox, he was just out
trying to find some grub. He was a little hungry, and the crows are just messing with him.
Yeah, he didn't care, though. Cool. He was just sitting there with the breeze blowing his fur his hair back. He's like, all right, it's nice. Sitting in the sun.
And his name is Elvin.
Yeah, but this is the first time we've seen a fox around, like, here. Elvin Yakitori. Yes, I heard Elvin Yakitori from Drake and Josh. We got you.
I'm just saying, if you know, you know.
Quite on set. I know. Anyway, I don't know about him being named Elvin still, but it is what it is.
You know who you should follow on social media if you don't already?
Exactly. Who do you know that I don't? How do you know that I don't?
I don't.
Then who is it?
Sesame Street.
I don't.
I figured you wouldn't, but you should.
The show about those children growing up in the barrio. Who said that? Dwight or Robert California? One of those. Anyway.
Something like that, yes.
Why should I subscribe or follow Sesame Street?
Because it's something nice that pops up in your feed that'll just make you smile amongst all the other ugly bullshit.
Yeah.
I can see there's that. Nothing better than just having, you know, Grover's face pop up. Or even Oscar.
Even the grouchy guy?
Yeah, even the grouchy guy. Mm-hmm.
Did they do anything special?
What do you mean? They're the
Sorry.
Sesame Street. If you really want something good, you should follow the Count on X.
I don't want to follow the Count.
Hmm?
Tell me why.
Because that's literally what he does. He just keeps counting his posts. Yeah,
I see.
It's kind of funny.
What is he up to?
What do you mean?
Well, if he keeps counting. Did he just pick up where he left off last time?
Yeah.
Like 97, 98, and then they pause. He picks up 99 next time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what number is he up to?
No.
See, I don't like this.
I can
at
try
all.
To find out.
That's fine. No, you blew it. You missed it, lady. You blew your chance. You played yourself.
Jeez. Why could be like that?
I was hesitant to bring this up with you, but I think I did, but still I'll talk about it.
No, oh boy.
No. In Louisville, there's this giant cavern, and they have a zip line and obstacle course inside of it. Literally underground. Mm-hmm. In a cave.
Yes.
You can zip line.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid you're going to want to do it.
Well, one, privately we have discussed this. And I might do it. Depends how high the cave is, I suppose.
I think you... I remember...
The hardest part about zip lining, if you ask me, is the... There's ghosts slamming doors.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
The hardest part about ziplining if you ask me, is stepping off the the platform, because it's a very unnatural feeling.
First step's a doozy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, once you're out, you know, up there and you're flying, you're okay as long as everything goes properly and you're flying. But I don't know. I'm not super comfortable with heights, so that would.
I think. I gotta look at it. I thought like they said that the drop was maybe like a total of 90 feet, maybe 75 or 90 feet.
I mean,
rings
that's
a bell.
It's not terrible, but that's still kind of high.
Yeah, and you're like in a cave.
Yeah,
that's wild.
I don't know. We'll see. Do you want to do it?
I would probably try and do it. Yeah, I would think so. I don't know if I'd want to do the obstacle course. I think I would zip line more so than do the whole obstacle thing.
Oh, I think an obstacle course thing would be cool. That I'd be down with.
That's, you would love that.
Yeah. I'd be totally down with that.
So we'll have to see about that. Dude, do you see there's that Borderlands Music Festival coming to East Aurora in September?
Yes.
At Knox? Black Crows are the big show?
Yep.
One of the other bands is playing. There's a Marcus King band.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck, I would love to see that. That's a weekend before the Bourbon and Beyond Festival, though. Oh, I'm like, how much music? Oh, my God, I can't do...
That's a lot.
But, like, if it's a... I don't know what day they're playing. Like, if I could get, like, a one-day thing to go see them, maybe I would, but we'll see.
We'll see.
I would like to see
them. By the way, the Count, and his name is Count Von Count, is up to 4,461.
All right.
Just so you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many numbers does he get through per tweet, roughly?
What?
How many numbers does he get through, like, per tweet?
What do you mean?
He's counting in each of the tweets, you said, right?
Right. So each tweet is, he's, I mean, it's all written out in letters. It's not numbers. So it's spelled out.
Right.
But that's it. That's it. It just spells out that one number. That's the whole thing.
That's just the one number, he says.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like he, like, goes, like, 4,467, 4,662, 462. He doesn't, like, rattle off a handful of them, then...
No.
It's just one number.
Yeah.
So he's just 4,467, whatever it is.
Yes, spelled out.
What do you mean spelled out? He spells it? He goes F-O-U-R-H-U... What are you talking about?
Yes! The count says that. I mean, it's the long form. It's not actual numbers.
All right, this is just getting bad.
I don't understand. What do you not understand about it? It's spelled out.
Does he,
instead of, it's not the number one, it's O-N-E.
Right. But he doesn't say O-N-E.
He doesn't just say anything.
He just says one.
It's a tweet or an X.
And he's not even talking?
What?
It's not literally him, the mouth moving, him going.
No!
That's horrible. That, why not?
I'm so
That's
confused.
Lazy.
What are you talking about?
It should always be him literally moving and saying that number.
Well, that wouldn't be right if it's a tweet. Because it's supposed to be...
No, you have video tweets all the time. What are you talking about?
What?
Video tweets.
Right, but
get
that's
with
not
it.
What it is.
Oh, no. This is... All right. You took us down a dark road. I don't like it.
Oh, boy.
That's
anyways.
A terrible recommendation in hindsight. Yeah.
Apparently Ghost thought so, too. He's over here whining about it.
Yeah, he whines
either that or
everything.
He just doesn't like your tone.
He's a pain in the arse. Yeah, there he goes.
He doesn't
he
like
me.
You saying that about him.
I don't care. You're a turd, Mr. Ghost. Anyway, what else you got? Anything else you want to talk about? Hey, we could talk about this and we can close on it because we're running out of time. Do you want to address the Bunny Foo Foo controversy? Except through you or Paul.
That's not true.
Nobody else has ever heard this song. Don't pick up your
you're
phone.
You're the only one.
Don't pick up your phone.
You does not mean everyone.
No.
For sure.
Mark, Max.
Okay, those are two 20-year-old kids.
Doesn't matter.
It totally matters.
I only know because you sang it. That's the only way I've ever heard that song.
See, now.
So just come clean. Just admit it's made up.
Well, first of all, if I were the one that made up Little Bunny Foo Foo, then I'd be a genius. But I didn't.
I don't think I'd be a genius. Like, if my friend Bugsy was in here, would I throw this match? So, you might grab it. You might.
Here we go. Do you want me to play this?
Not really, but it's. I guess.
I mean, it's a little bunny foo-foo. You're so confused.
Well, when did you guys record this?
I didn't.
Oh, did you pay somebody else to record your music? Gotcha. That's weak. Milli Vanilli.
No, oh boy. I have to get past the ads on YouTube because I refuse to, you know. Here we go. Give me a moment. I have to turn my phone back up.
This is a techno version?
Good fairy.
And he said,
good fairy in this video sound like a grumpy old man.
You know, he sounds like that one Muppet, that big one. Little bunny foo-foo.
Anyway, so that's the little bunny foo-foo song.
Where did you record that?
I did not record that.
Well,
does
Paul...
that sound like me singing?
No, but I mean, you could have brought in guest singer or something, and with effects, I mean, who knows, maybe. Could have been you.
No.
Nobody's ever heard that song before.
Okay.
Okay. I love you.
Love you too, dear. Go Bills!